Good morning. This is Weekend Ozarks at Large for September 30th, 2012. I'm Christina Thomas.
And I'm Kyle Kellums. Mount Sequoia Retreat and Conference Center features Music on the Mountain the first Tuesday of every month. October welcomes Dennis Collins on Tuesday the 2nd at 7 p.m. Walk-up tickets are available, with proceeds benefiting the restoration of Clapp Auditorium. Food and coffee provided. MountSequoia.org for more information.
Ahead on this weekend edition of Ozarks, apples in Northwest Arkansas, a fall favorite. And this week's city business news. But first,
Ozarks at Large's Antoinette Grajeda recently spent some time with the Arkansas Griffins to catch up with the men's rugby club as they continue their season. Here is her report.
Yeah, now.
Gotta look where the pass in there.
For years, the large grassy fields behind Kirksey Middle School in Rogers have been the site of games and practices for various sports such as soccer and football. Today, one of the fields is being occupied by the Arkansas Griffins rugby team.
So we're cutting in. I took it on my chest and I shouldn't have done. I go to you guys, let's get all dirty. So we're cutting back in. But make sure we're going straight first and then cut it. Get our hands ready, let's go.
Get Tucker.
Good, better. Come on.
23-year-old Tucker Shaw is the president of the Division III Men's Rugby Club. Hailing from Dallas, Shaw played rugby in high school and then for the Razorbacks at the University of Arkansas. After that, he was recruited to play for the Red Ruth Reds in Cornwall, England.
It was fun, absolutely. And it was definitely there to kind of broaden my horizons on the sport and come back here and really try and make it, because in 2016, the next Olympics, we'll have rugby in the Olympics for the first time since like 1930 or something. So it'll be pretty incredible to have that back in. And during the summer, our off-season program, we play sevens, which is a different form of rugby. So like on football, you have regular football during the season, then you have seven-on-seven. Well, similar to rugby, you have seven-on-seven rugby players with the same size pitch. And it's just a lot of the more skilled positions. The sevens will be in the Olympics in 2016, and so a lot of these tournaments that we go to and play for, they have USA Rugby recruits that are actually recruiting players to go in to play at the national level. And so right now, every single tournament that we go to and every single game that we play, there's somebody there that is a representative for USA Rugby that's trying to recruit them.
Stateside, Shaw explains the league to which the Griffins belong is divided into unions. The Griffins are part of the Heart of America Union, which means they typically face teams from Missouri and Kansas. Because they are a club team, dues are required for participants.
Dues aren't expensive. For equipment, all you got to do is buy a mouthpiece and a pair of kicks that you can borrow off of anybody. I mean, half of the stuff that everybody's wearing here is all borrowed or traded at one game or another. So that's kind of the tradition as the game's played. If you don't like know the background of rugby, it's very after a match, your team that hosts you, they host you at the bar as well. And so they bring you back and they feed you, and then you go out with them the night before and get drunk for whoever knows how long. So it's always a very camaraderie driven sport. And so you'll see that, you know, while the people are on the pitch, the field's called the pitch. While people are on the pitch, they're fighting and beating the hell out of each other. But then, you know, you go to the bar afterwards and we're singing songs and drinking beer and eating food together.
Shaw says the Griffins play a form of the sport called rugby union, where there are 15 players on each side. Athletes run forward on the pitch with an oval-shaped ball and are allowed to pass backward or to the side. Matches consist of two 40-minute halves, and points are earned by scoring a try or a goal. A try is when the player takes the ball across the goal line and grounds the ball, and this is worth 5 points. A goal is scored by kicking the ball between the uprights, and this can be worth 2 or 3 points, depending on the situation. Shaw says recruiting for the Arkansas Griffins is typically by word of mouth. The club provides a way for athletes who played rugby at the University of Arkansas or John Brown University to continue playing after graduation. The club is open to anyone who wants to play, regardless of experience, and Shaw says the sport can appeal to entire families.
Rugby all around, it's very family-oriented. You always think of it as kind of a hooligan sport, and you're just going out there and drinking beer and singing songs. Like, as you see, we have kids that come out here. We got a lot of high school youngsters that come out here, because if you're 16 and older, you can come out here and play as long as you have a release form. So, I mean, our primary goal as a club, as a community here, is to, you know, have that youth side. USA Rugby as an organization is promoting youth rugby all the way up before high school level. So like at boys and girls clubs and everything, that's like your primary spot to try and get kids involved with the sport like it is overseas. And especially, you know, with it being an Olympic sport, I mean, sponsors, Nike, everybody, it's going to start becoming a more, you know, think of World Cup when that happens around. Everybody's all jumping about it. So it's very, very exciting. But yeah, what's awesome is seeing this on a Saturday when, you know, everybody's wives and wife and like girlfriend, kids and everything is out there playing and cheering everybody on. It's a good, and then alumni, you'd be surprised, like all the alumni that come out from the Razorbacks and John Brown University, they come out and support us, and it's just full sidelines, like if you had a Razorback football game or something. It's very impressive.
Rugby can be a rough sport, but Shaw says learning the basics can help keep you safe.
A lot of the new guys, they know how to, they don't know how to hit somebody properly. So like if you're a football player, you're automatically going to spear somebody and lead with your head or something like that. And this is more, I always explain it to like a wrestling takedown. I had a background in wrestling, and I always try and teach people that's a proper way to tackle someone rather than, you know, lunging your body at them. But, you know, all you're doing is try and protect yourself, and you're not going to get hurt. There's really no right or wrong way to it. It's just learning about the fundamentals. And Coach Mike Brogan, he's really good about teaching the fundamentals. He had a he was the head coach for a developmental program in a rugby league over in England, which is a very high professional form of rugby. And he's very good about teaching fundamentals, 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 because no matter how long you do that in a practice, it can never get old. You're always going to learn fitness. You're always going to learn something.
Although athletes can play with caution, even the most experienced player can get hurt. During this early evening practice, a slender man wearing sunglasses, a bright aqua-colored dress shirt, and khaki pants stands in the middle of the field and watches his teammates practice passing drills.
Tiger, slow down there, pass a little.
Adam Price is the Griffins team captain, and he's not participating in today's practice because of an injury inflicted during the previous weekend's game.
Well, I dislocated my kneecap. Again. So it's happened a few times.
Sounds awful.
The first time it was. The second time, yeah, it gets less painful each time.
Price is a New Zealand native who began playing rugby around the age of 5. He moved to Northwest Arkansas about a year and a half ago and says one of the first things he did was find the local rugby team because it's a great way to meet people. Rugby involves little protective gear, and Price says it's not his mouth guard that's his best form of protection on the pitch.
We can always compare it to football, you know, but you always know where the confrontation's coming from. You know, you're not getting blindsided, and you're not getting, you know, you've obviously got to protect yourself as well, but I think my brain's my best protector out there.
Price says it takes a lot to learn how to play the game because it's relatively complicated and has so many rules and nuances that you can't just explain the game at one practice. He says it takes even the best athletes a while to acquire the detailed skills they need to be really good players. The Griffins have team members ranging in age from teenagers to men in their late 30s. Some of the athletes are new to the sport, but some, like Price, have years of experience. So what is it about the sport of rugby that inspires Price to continue playing?
I mean, there's all those token team things, you know, the camaraderie, the you know, the going into battle together, the training together, the staying the fitness together. But, I mean, it's as much of a cliche as it is. It's actually true, you know. Like, you got 20 mates pretty much, and pretty much straight away. Just from going out in the team and the achievement of playing a good game and winning and even, you know, even losing is it's a real unique experience, especially in rugby, because it's so physically demanding that you're sore afterwards, and you know, so you have that achievement as well. It's like, I've done something with my day.
The Arkansas Griffins practice twice a week, and dues are $200 annually. They meet at Kirksey Middle School in Rogers on Tuesdays and Holt Middle School in Fayetteville on Thursdays. Home matches are played at Walker Park in Fayetteville. The Griffins' next home match is at 2 o'clock Saturday when they face the Kansas City Islanders. More information is available at arkansasgriffins.com.
Yeah, mate.
Go, go, go.
Yeah. Kelly. Yeah, Kale.
Ozarks at Large's Antoinette Grajeda filed that report for a daily edition of Ozarks earlier this week.